Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Fast Burn by Ian K. Smith Maryland, a seasoned medical doctor and acclaimed author with 16 best-selling titles under his belt. In this innovative guide, Smith introduces readers to a cutting-edge approach to dieting through intermittent fasting that accelerates weight loss and transforms how you think about diets. Fast Burn is not just another diet book. It is a strategic 9-week program designed to turbocharge metabolism and break the chains of frustrating, ineffective diet patterns. This book is especially geared towards anyone from fitness enthusiasts looking to optimize their body composition to those who have felt let down by conventional diets and are in search of a method that promises tangible results. Furthermore, it serves as a great introduction for newcomers to intermittent fasting, providing practical steps and motivation. Ian K. Smith's extensive background, including a medical degree from the University of Chicago's Pritzker School of Medicine and his role as host of the television show The Doctors, enriches this book with scientific insights and reliable advice. Whether you are deeply entrenched in the fitness world or just starting your journey towards personal health, Fast Burn offers a fresh, effective pathway to achieving your weight loss goals. Fast Burn, The Power of Negative Energy Balance. Introduction: Unlocking the Secrets to Effective Weight Management. Navigating the complex world of diets can be a dizzying experience. With the countless trends and fads, each promising miraculous results, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and unsure where to begin. Enter Dr. Ian Smith, with his straightforward approach to dieting that cuts through the clutter: intermittent fasting. In his book, Dr. Smith distills the essence of this popular dietary practice, explaining not just the how, but the why behind its effectiveness. Intermittent fasting isn't merely about skipping meals, but involves a strategically planned eating schedule which, when implemented correctly, can drastically improve your health and facilitate weight loss. Through the pages of Dr. Smith's insights, you will grasp how to seamlessly incorporate this dietary technique into your lifestyle, ensuring that it complements your daily routines rather than complicates them. Before diving deeper, a reminder: while the guidance provided by Dr. Smith is backed by substantial research and success stories, it's prudent to consult a healthcare provider before undertaking any significant dietary changes. In this comprehensive exploration, you will understand the rationale behind distinguishing good fats from bad fats, delve into the historical context of fasting, shedding light on why our ancestors might have been natural pros at it, and master the art of crafting the perfect smoothie, turning what could just be a simple beverage into a nutrient-packed powerhouse that supports your intermittent fasting journey. Step by step, Dr. Smith clarifies the science of intermittent fasting and empowers you to take control of your health, steering towards a path of informed dietary choices that lead to sustained well-being and vitality. Part 1: Understanding Fats, the Good, the Bad, and the Essential. Fat often carries a negative connotation, bringing to mind images of unhealthy food choices and excess body weight. However, fat is a vital component of our diet, crucial for survival. It's not just about limiting fat intake, but making informed choices about the types of fats you consume that can significantly impact your health and well-being. The essence of healthy eating includes understanding that fats are not only unavoidable but necessary. Our bodies require a balanced intake of fats alongside other macronutrients like carbohydrates and proteins to function optimally. Fats can also be quite appealing. They're responsible for the richness of flavors in many of our favorite foods and trigger the release of dopamine in our brains, a neurotransmitter associated with feelings of pleasure and reward. But here comes the intricate part. Fats are not created equal. Broadly categorized into 4 types: monounsaturated, polyunsaturated, saturated, and trans fats, Each plays a different role in our body's health dynamics. Monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats, often referred to as the good fats, are celebrated for their health benefits, such as reducing inflammation and decreasing the risk of heart disease. These beneficial fats are abundant in plant sources like vegetables, nuts, and seeds, as well as in fish and select oils such as soybean and olive oil. Conversely, saturated and trans fats tend to be the troublemakers. Harder to digest and known for raising bad LDL cholesterol levels, these fats contribute to the buildup of plaque in the arteries, heightening the risk of heart disease and stroke. You'll find saturated fats in animal-based products like meat and dairy, and trans fats mostly in processed foods containing hydrogenated oils. The way our bodies handle fat intake is also crucial. When consumed, fats are either broken down for bodily functions or stored in fat cells for future energy needs. An overload of fat, beyond what is necessary, leads to the expansion of these cells and consequently, weight gain. Maintaining a healthy weight involves balancing calorie intake with energy expenditure. Essentially, consuming fewer calories than you burn prompts your body to tap into stored fat for energy. In the subsequent sections, we'll explore effective strategies for managing dietary fat intake to not only maintain, but enhance overall health, ensuring that the fats you choose to consume contribute positively to your body's functioning. Part 2. Embracing the rhythm of intermittent fasting. In our modern world, food is more accessible than ever. Our kitchens are stocked, restaurants abound, and delivery services can bring a meal right to our doors within minutes. This constant availability contrasts sharply with the eating patterns of our ancestors, who had to hunt and forage for their meals, facing periods where food was scarce or unavailable. This historical perspective sheds light on a fascinating aspect of human biology. Our bodies are inherently equipped to handle periods without food. This is the foundation for intermittent fasting, IF, a dietary approach that doesn't just help with weight loss, but aligns with our evolutionary blueprint. The essential idea of intermittent fasting is simple. It's about timing your meals to allow for regular intervals of fasting. This doesn't mean eating less overall, but rather condensing your eating into specific windows during the day, thereby extending the periods when your body is not processing food. One popular method of intermittent fasting is time-restricted feeding, TRF, where the day is divided into distinct eating and fasting phases. The 12-12 approach is a common starting point, eating for 12 hours, then fasting for the next 12. For instance, if your first meal is at 8 in the morning, you'll wrap up your last meal by 8 at night. More advanced variations extend the fasting window to 14, 16, or even 18 hours, further limiting the eating window and potentially enhancing the health benefits. Other intermittent fasting models vary the approach. The 5-2 method involves eating normally for 5 days of the week, while drastically reducing calorie intake on the other two non-consecutive days to about 500 calories. There are also alternate day fasting plans, and some protocols include a complete 24-hour fast once weekly. Whichever model you choose, the health advantages can be significant. When you fast, your body, in the absence of new fuel from food, begins to break down stored fat for energy. This not only helps in weight management, but also in improving metabolic health. By following the right fasting schedule, you can initiate a deep metabolic change that turns stored body fat into an energy source, clearing out excess fat reserves. As we proceed, we'll explore a tailored intermittent fasting plan that suits different lifestyles and preferences, offering a practical guide to harnessing the benefits of this time-tested dietary strategy. Part 3. Setting the stage with the fast burn ignition phase. Imagine reaping benefits like enhanced mental clarity, significant weight loss, and reduced inflammation, all through a structured dietary strategy. This is what intermittent fasting promises, and initiating this journey with a systematic approach can lead to sustainable success. A compelling way to start is the Fast Burn Program, a 9-week plan designed to incorporate various intermittent fasting methods alongside routine exercise for optimized health. The journey begins with a crucial 4-week ignition period, carefully crafted to help your body gently adapt to a new eating schedule. This phase is key to making the full transition to intermittent fasting more manageable and effective. The first move in this phase is to adopt a 12-12 time-restricted feeding (TRF) schedule. For 2 weeks, your day will be divided into equal parts of eating and fasting. It's vital during this period to be mindful of your meal choices and spacing them evenly throughout the eating window. Complement this dietary adjustment with 30 minutes of light cardiovascular exercises, like walking or cycling, 4 times a week, fittingly scheduled during your fasting hours. As you progress to the 3rd week, your body will have begun to adjust. It's time to intensify the challenge by narrowing your eating window to 10 hours, thereby extending your fast to 14 hours daily. Alongside this dietary adjustment, escalate the intensity of your workouts. Include more dynamic and strength-building exercises, such as bodyweight routines or even energetic dance classes like Zumba, taking only 1 day off for rest. Entering the 4th week, maintain the 10-14 TRF discipline. By now, fasting should start feeling like a more natural element of your daily routine. This week introduces a jigsaw approach to your meals, alternating between days of your regular diet and days focused entirely on plant-based or vegetarian meals. This variation not only enriches your nutrient intake, but also keeps your diet engaging and diverse. Throughout the ignition phase, consistency is your ally. Aim to keep your meal timings as regular as possible and schedule waking up at least a couple of hours before your first meal to fully break the overnight fast. If you find yourself in a pinch during a fasting period, allow for a minimal snack, something light, under 50 calories, like a few nuts or a piece of fruit. Also, never underestimate the power of hydration. Drinking ample water can significantly curb hunger pangs. Completing the ignition period sets a solid foundation as you move into the intermission week, the bridge to the subsequent acceleration phase where the full potential of intermittent fasting starts unveiling itself. Part 4. Pause and reflect during the intermission week. You've successfully navigated through the first 4 weeks of the Fast Burn program, adapting your body and mind to a new rhythm of eating and activity through the ignition period. As you've steadily integrated time-restricted feeding and a consistent exercise routine, this might be the time you start feeling more in tune with the changes, noticing reduced cravings and an overall enhancement in energy and mood. However, before you advance to the more demanding phases of the program, it's crucial to pause, a concept embodied in week 5, the intermission period. This is a deliberate break designed to prevent burnout and prepare you physically and mentally for the upcoming challenges. The fundamental objective here is simple. Use the intermission week to recuperate and reflect. During this week, there is no need to introduce new elements into your regimen. You might choose to dial back to the 12-12 TRF schedule or continue with the 10-14 schedule if you find it manageable and effective. Perhaps the most important aspect of this week is maintaining the regular exercise habit. Aim for 5 sessions this week, with planned rest on the 3rd and 6th days. This pause also offers a valuable opportunity for introspection. Reflect on your journey through intermittent fasting so far. What aspects have you found rewarding? Are there elements that feel particularly challenging? This reflection can fine-tune your approach moving forward. As for your diet, while the Fast Burn program provides structured guidelines for what to eat, flexibility is built into the system. You should continue to steer clear of high-calorie, nutritionally poor foods like sugary sodas, white pastas, and potatoes. These can hinder progress even if they're consumed within your designated eating windows. Exercise remains a cornerstone of the program during the intermission week. Reflect on the activities you have enjoyed and those that may have been too strenuous, adjusting accordingly. Whether you have access to gym equipment or prefer simple activities like jumping rope or taking brisk walks, the key is to stay active in a way that suits your body and preferences. With intermission week serving as your recalibration point, you are now poised to tackle the more intense latter half of the program. Listen closely to your body's responses during this time. Understanding these cues will be essential as you move into the acceleration period, ready to maximize the final 4 weeks of the Fast Burn program, which we will explore next. Part 5. Maximize your results with the acceleration phase. As you enter the latter part of the Fast Burn intermittent fasting program, remember that enduring success, much like a marathon, demands persistence, grit, and an intensified focus. The concluding 4 weeks, known as the acceleration period, is the crescendo of your fasting journey, where the intensity of your efforts is heightened and the potential for transformative results is greatest. Are you geared up to take your fasting regimen to the peak? The finish line beckons. The pivotal message here is clear. Kick your intermittent fasting into high gear with 4 weeks of acceleration. Starting with week 6, dubbed the reload phase, this period re-engages you with the core principles of intermittent fasting. Stick to a 10-14 time-restricted feeding schedule and elevate your daily exercise to 30 to 45 minutes, allowing only one rest day. This re-establishment is crucial in preparing your body for the even more demanding weeks ahead. In week 7, you'll encounter another jigsaw week. This is an opportunity to diversify your diet significantly. While maintaining the 10-14 feeding and fasting regime, make a concerted effort to integrate more plant-based foods. Emphasize nutrient-rich vegetables such as kale and spinach, and complement them with hearty grains like quinoa and farro. If you have a sweet tooth, opt for natural sweetness from berries and dried fruits. These are healthy and align with your fasting goals. Week 8, the stretch week, is where your resilience will be put to the test. Try narrowing your eating window further to an 8-16 schedule. 8 hours of eating, followed by 16 hours of fasting. This week introduces the daily double challenge. On 2 days, reduce your intake to half your normal calories. If this adjustment causes you to feel lightheaded or excessively hungry, you're permitted a floating bonus snack, strictly capped at 100 calories, to help stabilize your energy. The final week, week 9, is your chance to demonstrate the full capacity of your commitment. If it feels feasible and your health permits, taper your feeding window down to a mere 6 hours with 18 hours of fasting. This rigorous schedule is not for the faint of heart, but by this juncture, your body has been primed to handle it. As you approach the end of these 9 transformative weeks, reflect on the evolution of your fasting journey. The skills and habits you've developed may well equip you to continue an intermittent fasting lifestyle indefinitely, armed with the knowledge and experience to sustain it. Part 6. Enhance your feeding windows with nutritious meal choices. While the allure of intermittent fasting often focuses on the periods of not eating, what you choose to eat during your feeding windows holds equal importance. It's tempting to focus entirely on the challenge of fasting, but remember, the quality of your food is critical. If your meals consist mainly of sugars, refined starches, and processed items, the benefits of fasting might be undermined. The Fast Burn program meticulously outlines daily meal suggestions to simplify this process. However, knowing a few foundational recipes can empower you to begin this journey on the right note. The central insight here is: optimize your eating periods with fresh, healthy meals. Ideally, commence your feeding window about 2 hours after you wake up. A nutritious way to break your fast is with the Invigorating Burner Smoothie. This energizing drink blends apple juice, water, or milk with 1 teaspoon of apple cider vinegar, 1 teaspoon of coconut oil, 1 cup of blueberries, 1 apple, a banana, and a handful of baby spinach. Finish with a squeeze of lemon and some ice for a refreshing start to your day. For a nourishing lunch, assemble a Greek energy bowl. Begin with a base of 2 cups of cooked brown rice or quinoa. Next, season and pan-fry 2 6-ounce skinless chicken breasts, then slice them into strips. Add a cup of crumbled feta cheese and some fresh cuts of avocado, grape tomatoes, and cucumber. Organize these ingredients in bowls, top with olives, and drizzle with balsamic vinaigrette for a fulfilling midday meal. Come dinner time, a cheesy chicken quesadilla can cap off your feeding period deliciously. Prepare by sautéing 2 6-ounce portions of skinless chicken until they're golden brown. Chop the cooked chicken and distribute it onto tortillas along with shredded Monterey Jack and cheddar cheese, diced onions, and 1/2 cup of salsa. Coat the exterior of the tortillas with a bit of olive oil, then bake them at 400 degrees Fahrenheit for 5 to 8 minutes. These recipes exemplify how you can maximize your nutritional intake during your eating windows. Adhering to the dietary guidelines of the Fast Burn program not only supports your health, but also enhances your culinary skills. Making these wise food choices will provide you with the essential vitamins, minerals, and nutrients needed to flourish, setting you up for long-term success in both health and wellness. Final summary. Intermittent fasting, IF, is more than just a dieting trend. It's a structured approach to eating that alternates between defined periods of eating and fasting. This method does more than help control your weight. It transforms the way your body sources energy, switching from readily available glucose to stored fat during fasting periods. The essence of IF lies in its simplicity and adaptability. By dividing the day into clear eating and fasting windows, it disciplines your eating habits and optimizes metabolic health. When combined with a diet rich in nutritious foods and a consistent exercise routine, IF can significantly enhance your overall well-being. The journey of intermittent fasting, as detailed in the Fast Burn program, involves a thoughtful progression through phases like the ignition, intermission, and acceleration periods. Each phase is designed to gradually acclimate your body to the fasting regimen, increase the challenge as you progress, and maximize the health benefits. Overall, employing intermittent fasting as part of your lifestyle isn't just about weight management. It's about nurturing a healthier relationship with food and improving your long-term health outcomes. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.